tell me a secret. I don't want to know about this. Any secret of yours, I want to know about that. One special secret. Because tonight, I want to learn about all the secrets in your garden. I want to read your mind. Know your deepest feelings. Wanna make it right for you. Baby, show me. Let me share the mystery. Oh,
come on.
Listen to your heart tonight.
Come on.
Make it all right.
We could sing together. I've got the secret key.
Because we've got
I'm your host, May Santiago. I'm here with my co-host, Jay Reeves. And today we got a special guest, veteran R&B legend, Raheem Devon. Welcome to the show.
What up?
Good to have you, brother. How you feeling,
what
man?
Up? Blessed, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. We just played in one of the singles that just came, or a feature that you just did with some of the other R&B, you know, guys, Secret Garden remake. Could you tell us a little bit about that? How that came about?
Yeah, it was real organic. Omar Wilson, whose record it is, you know, for people that are looking for that record, it's under the artist name Omar Wilson, featuring myself, Cisco from Drew Hill, and Sean Stockman from Boyz II Men. Me and Omar, like, you know, we befriended one another at a award show, you know, real, and kept in touch. His team reached out about, you know, doing this record in particular. And I was like, yo, I'm down. You know what I mean? And let's get it done. I did have questions because, you know, it's such an iconic record. You know, who else would be on it? At the time, you know, a lot of names were bouncing around. Sean wasn't all the way confirmed, and Cisco hadn't been mentioned at the time. But we got through it, you know, and I think that the goal was, one of the things we discussed that night was the fact that it's such an iconic record. The goal is to make a version of the record where more people like it than people that don't, you know, because right. You always have, you know, remakes, that's tricky, you know, it's always tricky. So, and especially a record like this, you know, of this magnitude,
yeah.
Such a big classic record.
Yeah, Secret Garden is such an iconic song. It's been remade a couple of times, female version, and then, you know, the guys remade it a couple of times. So this one was pretty dope, though.
I didn't know it was a female version. I got to check that out.
Yeah, there's a version back in the day with, I can't remember who's on it, but I know Tina Marie is on it. And
Wow.
Yeah, but there's also another one that hasn't been released yet. And
okay.
It's with Sieta Garrett, Shante Moore,
uh-huh.
Faith Evans, and somebody else. But that
one
hasn't been released yet.
Oh, wow. Okay. I had no idea. That's dope. I can't wait to hear that.
Yes, sir. And
Yeah,
and speaking of Faith Evans, I understand you and her collaborated with the legendary Chuck Brown back in a couple days, right before he passed.
Yeah, man. That was, definitely. Unfortunately, we didn't have the opportunity to all be in the same room when we did it. Definitely a really dope experience. You know, I have worked with Chuck prior to that, too. So when this opportunity came back along, they told me if Faith was on the record, I was like, absolutely, because I'm such a huge fan. And she kind of, like, indirectly raised me musically. You know, I learned how to kind of, like, vocally arrange songs from listening to her arrangements, her first album, and stuff that she had wrote for previous artists, you know, as a songwriter and whatnot.
Yeah. I hear a lot of artists mention that about her, about they learn about their arrangements and stacking vocals in the background and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. She's one of a kind, fine-tuned the precision when it comes to that type of thing, you know?
Yeah, it'd be good to hear you guys do something in the future. Hopefully that'll happen one day.
I got a couple of ideas in the computer at the studio that I've been kind of I think I am going to put that call in soon, you know?
Yes, sir. We heard it here first. and I understand you just did, like maybe 5 months ago, you did a record with Selena Johnson. You know, that's dealing with the...
That's funny, man. And previous label mate, you know, we were on Jive Records together. You know, so it all comes full circle, you know, us being able to do the record, you know, during COVID, and we actually shot the video. I actually called her, you know, I came up with the idea for the video and said, yo, the song is just, it feels like it's one of those songs that it wasn't originally when we did it, it wasn't about COVID and the pandemic, but it just felt right. You know what
right.
I mean?
So yeah, it totally made sense. The video treatment for it, like, it totally made sense.
Yeah, I remember watching the news, And just like, they kept saying front line, front line, front line. And I'm like, yo, that's it. You know, that's it's called front line. Like, I called her and said she loved the idea, you know, and she went to work. And a couple of days later, they called me. And then it was all on me. They were like, yo, you got to get this while it's hot. You know, shoot the video, shoot your footage on your iPhone, and man, it, you know, put it together, man, you know, and it's been received very well.
That's what's up. We definitely needed that song. How have you been, like, kind of navigating through all these crazy times that we live in? It's 2020 becoming one of those years that we're probably never going to forget. How have you been kind of navigating through all the different changes that's been happening in this year?
I mean, just working, you know, like, working through it. You know, when it's time capsule, you know, it'll probably be said that I dropped one of the hottest albums, if not the hottest album of 2020. You know, when you speak about R&B and soul music.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what a time to be in love. It'll be out October 20th, and the pre-order will be out for album number 8. You know, it's album number 8 for me on October 30th. People can start to pre-order the album. Of course, Marvin Used to Say is the lead single off of that. There's a lot of features out, though. You know, Selena Johnson's joint. There's a record with Jeff Bradshaw where we remade Prototype, you know, by Outkast, Andre 3000. It's a Gil Scott Heron remake out as well, featuring me. It's a group called The Archives. They're like a reggae dub band, and they did a whole album dedicated, you know, where they remade Gil Scott's albums, you know, songs.
Yeah.
with one of the original producers. So just between those features alone, you know, and then some hip hop stuff I knocked out coming down the pipeline with Sky Zoo, some stuff that I did with Bun B from UGK and Trey the Truth, you know. So I've been mixing it up, man, just staying busy, you know, as well as community work, you know, being of service to the Love Life Foundation, which is my foundation. We, you know, did fresh produce for the community as of late. You know, we've been giving out food and vegetables and O9 fruit, and as well as, you know, providing hot meals for our first responders and essential workers, you know, when COVID first kicked off.
Yeah, that's what's up. Definitely staying busy. I see you kind of being creative too, just hitting all these features and releasing some hot music for us. Can you give us a little insight on that that Marvin Gaye inspired single that just came out?
Yeah, man, it's just time. It's like, you know, I constantly, you know, in times like this, I'm adamant about making music that reflects the times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That speaks to the people. That speaks for the people, and that's what the single is, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I didn't plan for it to come out initially, you know, during the same day as the March on Washington, but it's become like the song of the movement, you know, for justice and equality, you know, in this time,
right,
during our new civil rights movement, you know?
Yeah. And my co-host had a question or something he wanted to tell you.
Oh, I mean, we can get to that later, but
go ahead, man.
I will say, nah, but just real quick, I do just want to personally say that I think it's amazing that you're, you know, you're using your platform to be able to, you know, serve the community, stuff like that, and be able to, you know, help out our first responders. I think that's a very powerful thing to do. I mean, I was going to say, I mean, when it comes to the music, you know, I'm going to definitely pre-order it on the 30th because I definitely got to hear that. I definitely got to hear that Prototype rendition done. But it's just when it comes to your music, man, it's just, how could I put it? I was telling Maze earlier that I got to thank you because you don't know how much you help a lot of men out here set the mood. Cause it's like your music, just females love your music.
Oh man, it's just, I appreciate it, man. That's what it's made for, you know? It's all good. And as far as the prototype, that's already out too, by the way. Under the artist Jeff Bradshaw, real dope saxophonist out of Philly. He's played and produced and had records with everyone. He's toured with a lot of people. Jill Scott, Floetry, also has previous bodies of work that features artists, myself, Jill, Eric Robeson, you know, a lot of artists from the soul world, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to check that out for real.
And now that you're, like, in this part of your career, how does it feel to be, for people to call you a legend? How does that make you feel, like, at this point in your career?
I don't know. Sometimes it feels a little premature. It's humbling. I'm appreciative of it. I'm never going to, like, run away from the title. But I feel like, man, I'm just getting started. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just know what I'm sitting on, what's coming down the pipeline. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like when this next album, I'm getting better at what I do. Like, I mean that humbly. Like, I'm getting better. Like, I'm, you know, I want it. Like, it's gonna, like, I just pray for more times so just people just can see. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a late bloom. You know, I don't feel like I've always gotten the I won't say what I feel like, but the word on the street is I haven't always gotten what I'm supposed to deserve. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In terms of acting. Or support or whatever, but sometimes it's just about timing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely, you know, COVID, whatever, come with May in the world, like, I'm definitely, when it comes to, like, you know, music is a heartbeat of our people, so until, you know, till the world ain't spinning, like, I got a lot of music that's dropping, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And continue to touch the people, and I want to continue to make music that brings people together. I want to continue to make music that speaks, you know, not only for people of black and brown color, but for people that, for anyone who supports, you know, the agenda of, you know, creating freedom, justice, and equality for all, you know what I'm saying? And tearing down the evils of systemic racism, not just here on this planet, but globally.
Right. That's what's up. It's definitely something that, I'm thinking that out of all the bad things that happened in 2020, it's definitely something that's on the rise, is to break down the barriers of, you know, all this systemic racism that's kind of been put in place over the years. And it seems like there's an awakening that's happening amongst all the people around the world. And that's something that I think is beautiful. Just the fact that we keep getting artists like you that keep giving us the soundtracks to the movements and helping us, inspiring us to keep going. So, you know, I want to thank you for that. And then also, like, understand, you know, it's artists like you, the real true talents of the world, that sometimes it seems like y'all get overlooked. But just let you know that a lot of us see you, and we appreciate everything.
Yeah,
you
know, I was about to say that. Yeah. Like, you,
your contributions are definitely noticed.
Oh, man, appreciate it, man. You know, I wonder sometimes, that's something that that you always wonder as an artist, and, you know, that I've had super highs and I've had the lows of lows, you know what I'm saying, where there was a period of time where I remember falling out of love with it, you know, like, you know, between 2010 and 2013, and just going through the trials and tribulations of what it is to become an artist and get older and just, you know, not being on a label anymore and the fear of, you know, what's next, being independent and just all of that. And it's like the people, you know, to hear that and the fans, like, you know, you feel it though. You see it, you know, when I really see it, it's like the concerts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's and as of late,
yeah.
You know, it's that I've been doing these pull up and drive-in concerts. Like, we did the first one, it was crazy, over, you know, 400, 600 cars, you know what I mean? In Columbus, Ohio. The next one is in Atlanta. And then I have one. Actually, the next one is in Cincinnati, Ohio, and there's one in Atlanta that's coming up, and I believe Alabama as well. But you know, the new norm has been good to me. Like, even on a virtual level, like, you know, I immediately shifted gears and started doing online concerts, like, immediately, like, you know what I mean. And when this thing kicked off, and, you know, so to have 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, like, you know, purchase a ticket to see me perform in, you know, in the shrine I created, and just kind of experiment. And it's a good thing, man. It's a good thing. Good vibe.
Yeah, that's what's what's up. And before you leave, I just want to know you if you could have maybe 5 collaborations through, you know, for your next projects, male, female, rapper, singer, what 5 artists that you would love to work with in your career?
I'd do a whole album with The Roots.
That's what's up. That'd be dope.
I could
kill 2 birds with 1 stone and like do a record with like Jay-Z and Nas, you know, maybe with like me on the hook, and maybe I get a verse on it. I take a side order of a duet with Sade.
That'd be cool.
I like the girl Summer Walker, like something about her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Really like sexy on tape, you know what I'm saying? In a studio. You know what I mean? Her I do a record with the entire, you know, something with the entire like TDE squad, you know what I'm saying? Or something like, you know, with Kendrick and Absol, and I work with Ab, like it's a record out there floating around that we did. Some years ago for Rhapsody, it's like me, Rhapsody, and Absol, but like Kendrick.
Whoa, you got a track with Absol.
Yeah, I got, it's records out there, bro. Like, there's this, you know, I got records. These records are out, like Spotify. You can find them on Spotify. Like, it's a record. Me and Rhapsody worked together over the years, like crazy. Like, Ninth, that's the homie. So,
man,
you know,
I got to check
that
out.
So, probably
Rhapsody is dope as hell.
Rhapsody is one of my favorite female MCs, and like one of my favorite producers.
Me and her have a couple of songs together. We got 2 or 3 out, like 2 for sure, maybe 3. But like Rhapsody, I got records. You know, I'm on the two UGK albums. I just did a record with Bumby and Trey the Truth. It's crazy. I got records. You know, one of the UGK records, Talib, is on that record.
Kweli?
A lot of feet. Talib Kweli. Yeah, there's a Roots album where I got 2 songs on that. You know, I just kind of throwing out the hip hop. You know, the Ghostface album, Wizard of Poetry, which was, they just had the anniversary of that album like a couple of days ago. 2 cuts on there. I got mad stuff with Wu-Tang like floating around. Like, you just kind of say, like, if you go and do like featuring Raheem Devon, like SoundCloud, or like featuring Raheem Devon, Spotify. A lot of that stuff just pops up. You know what I mean?
So I've got to definitely check for that. Wow. Just killed me on that one, bro. I got to do my homework now.
That's what I'm saying, because I just listen to your music, you know, just because, you know, it's your music, but I don't even know you collaborated with a lot of these people. So that's...
And you got to check the mix.
I'm definitely
going to
check these out.
This is facts and history, black history. I was the first singer... R&B soul singer to make mixtapes. Like, that's where I was the guy. That was me. I got about 30 mixtapes out. You got to start with Street Experience Volume 1 through 5. Then it was Street Melodies. There's one tape I did. I can't find it. Like, it's like real obscure because I only did a couple of copies of it. Like, and we never put it up digitally. But it was basically when the movie with Denzel? We played the dope boy.
American Gangster.
And Jay-Z did the album. There was a whatever the package was called in American Gangster, what was it called? Blue Magic. I did a mixtape called Blue Magic. And I was trying to find it, like, you know what I mean? But I got about 30 mixtapes out there, man. A lot of the mixtapes are on datpiff.com and live mixtapes. If you put in like Raheem Devon, like mad tapes, you know. Also Bandcamp is where you can get a lot of them too. Yeah, but some of that stuff is like so, like my mixtapes were like some of, you know, people were like, man, it was colder than the albums. So I would take the beat, I just take people's beats and just like make my own songs to them or like remix the records. Like, I mean, some of the biggest records that were out at that time, like, I remixed them. That's how I used to always kind of keep my name ringing in the streets, you know what I mean? And, like, and on a planner, because people, like, all over would, like, grab these tapes or, like, come to the show and, you know, they sell out, whatever, you know? we take a donation, you know, at best, you know, because of legal reasons, because of copyright. So it was never like where I really sold them. Yeah, it was just like I kind of got away from it and started focusing more on original music. So at this point, I have enough music in the vault. Like, I have enough music. I could put out an album probably every 9 months for the next 15 years, you know, 10, 15, 20. You know, a lot of music.
That's wild, man. I'm just like, it's like blown away at the dedication alone. That is crazy. Like, and now I definitely got to go in and check the vaults and try to get my collection on, because I didn't even know. Like, I only know the records that you put out like commercially. Now that we know that you got.
You being deprived, man. You being deprived. It's so.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Definitely. Because you like your music sets the mood for, like, aside from the hip hop stuff, your stuff is like what Teddy P used to do back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So it's that
funny
vibe.
Yeah. For this new album, I channeled like that inner Teddy P. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of like the motivation for the project that's coming out in November. So it's funny you say that. There's a really dope documentary, like, I think Netflix, that I watched, you know, that speak to, you know, spoke about Teddy P. So, yeah, definitely, man, definitely. I appreciate you guys having me on the show, too.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, saying you're already a legend and everything like that, so we're really honored and privileged to have you take the time out to join us today. Look forward to the new projects that's dropping, you know, things what Marvin was saying, checking that out. And then all the other stuff you got down the pipeline, we definitely looking for that. And then we definitely finna go back in the vault and check out all the mixtapes to add to the collection. If you got any thing else you want to say to your fans before we part ways?
Oh, just definitely follow me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, at Raheem_Devaughn. That's RAHEEM_DEVAUGHN. And, you know, look out for the new album again. Pre-order will be up October 30th and midnight. And, you know, it's going to be a banger, man. Album number 8, What a Time to Be in Love, produced by the Colleagues. I'm super excited. And thank you guys for, you know, having me on your platform tonight.
Yes, sir. Anytime, man. We love to have you back next year. Take care, and thanks for joining us.
Dope. Do you guys need any drops?
Every Artist Podcast, that's the name, Maze and Reed, Maze and Jay.
Every Artist Podcast?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, here we go. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Hey, yo, peace, world. It's the Love King of R&B, Raheem Devaughn. You're tuned in to Every Artist Podcast right here with my man, Bass and Jay. Keep a lock right here.
There you have it, the legend. Everybody have a good night.
All right, man, peace.
Peace, bro.
Turn on the trap house, a liquor store, and your city's got it, and my city's got it, and their city's got it. This world is chaotic, and love is symbolic, so life don't get cherished, and our babies perish, and your babies perish. Now tell me who's careless, now who should I pray to, and what should I pray for? Can't pray to preacher for your redemption. I know where we're headed, I already read it, the good book done said it.
Like cowboys and Indians, we just
living like a bulletproof hat. We bang, 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 bang.
Loaded cock and name is true.
Loaded cock and name is true.
Loaded cock and name is true.
We gon' die.
Tomorrow's not promised today, but today I promise. If we don't make our own way, somebody'll take it from us. Snatch it like rats to cheese. So Lord, help me please, 'cause I'd rather die on my feet than to live on my knees. Living like I'm bulletproof, cocking a Glock and naming shoots. My future's ever clear, 180 proof. So I open the bottle to swallow my pride and drink the pain away. I take shots and just lay up, then fade away. Dreaming a better day, dreaming a better pay, but we got our work cut out for us, so we better pray. Pray to uphold the weak, not for eternal sleep, but if I die, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I say I loaded cock and name is true.
Loaded cock and name is true.
Say we loaded cock and name is true.